You're listening to Real Presence Live. Now, back to more inspirational and uplifting stories and a look at the extraordinary things happening in our local area. Heard right here on the RPR Network.
Welcome back to Real Presence Live. My name is Lynn Devitt, and I am here with Antonio Banuelos.
Perfect.
Who is the Supreme Council Director for the Knights of Columbus here in the United States?
Order-wide.
Order-wide.
For
so
the whole
world.
Correct, yes.
The entire world of Knights of Columbus.
The 13 countries were present.
Awesome,
yes.
Awesome. Well, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for the invitation.
Yes, awesome. And you represent the entire world of Knights of Columbus, but you live in Des Moines, Iowa.
We represent the whole order from tiny Des Moines, Iowa. Yes.
Well, that's great. Yes. That's great. So tell us a little bit about your role as the Supreme Director for the Knights of Columbus.
Sure. So the Board of Directors, as any company, you know, the Knights of Columbus is a Fortune 1000 insurance company. We're a fraternal insurance company, and we offer financial benefits and protection to all our members, or more than 2 million members all over the world. So we have a Board of Directors. It's made out of 24 directors elected by the Supreme Council. We meet every year. First Tuesday of August, we have our Supreme Convention, and the members elect the members of the board. So we get elected for 3 years, and then we have the option to be reelected up to 2 times. So maximum term is 9 years. So in 2019, actually, here in Minnesota, I was honored to be offered as a candidate for the Supreme Board, and the delegates voted for me. So I've been on the Supreme Board of Directors since 2019.
Oh, great. So it's a Supreme Board of Directors.
Correct,
okay,
yes.
Okay, great, great. And so what are the differences? I'm assuming you were also, you're involved in your local Knights Council.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And what is the difference, you know, when you think about your local Knights Council and this obviously much broader scope of the Board of Directors for all of the Knights?
Of course. So at the state level, I'm a past state deputy. So I was a state deputy of Iowa from 2017 to 2019. So I was in charge of making sure the order would grow, that we had good programs, that we did the charitable acts that we had to do to bring the vision of our founder, Blessed Father McGivney, to all in Iowa. So now that I'm on the board of directors, now we have to see the whole perspective.
Yeah.
So as I said, as any company, because we're actually a company, we look at where is our financials, how are we doing in our investments. We had reports every time we meet about how we're doing. We are very strict about our investments being 100% Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
If there's any company that for any reason starts talking or touching anything that is abortion, pornography, for-profit healthcare, or anything, human cloning, anything that is against the teachings of the Catholic Church, the Knights of Columbus immediately will divest from that company. So we get that report. How is our progress? We set interest rates. We set dividends. So we actually see the functioning of a whole insurance company. But also we see, so what is the well-being of the Knights? What can we do better to improve? So we have a new Supreme Knight. He started in 2021, Patrick Kelly. He replaced Carl Anderson, the past Supreme Knight, who came to retirement. And so we're looking at, so what are going to be the Knights from here to our 150th anniversary in 2032? So we're trying to set that vision now.
Yeah, yeah. And so I worked for an insurance company, health insurance company, for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And you are correct in saying that may not be the best way to invest Catholic dollars.
Correct.
You know, to some extent, not necessarily through faults of their own, but defined by the government. And so, you know, it is interesting when you, when I think about insurance, you know, bringing your faith into it, what a beautiful thing. And you start, I mean, that's how it started.
Yes.
To care for widows and orphans.
Yeah. I always say, you know, there's a priest who went to the basement to talk to his parishioners saying, you know, the immigrant members of my parish are suffering. They're having terrible jobs. They're having very low-paying jobs, very risky jobs. They're not being able to take care of the family. When the dad passes away, the family is destined to misery. So we have to do something. And they said, when did that happen? I said, it happens today.
Yeah.
But the vision of Father McGivney in 1882, when there was such a great anti-Catholic sentiment in the United States, especially against the Irish, he said, the Irish immigrants are suffering. We have to find a way to do that. Many people were leaving the faith because other organizations that had fraternal benefits were offering that, but you had to leave the Catholic faith. So he kind of found a Catholic fraternal way to do that. And, you know, he never thought, you know, in 1882 that we would now be the strong right arm of the church.
Yeah, yeah. And it's beautiful. And, you know, we talked to Father earlier, and actually both Dan and Bo brought it up too, mm-hmm. about this, you know, there was so much mission-minded in this idea that now we're just coming back to say, okay, mission is great, mm-hmm. but keeping the faith.
Yes.
Prioritizing the faith to some extent. Father said, you don't know your mission if you don't spend some time praying and asking God what your mission is supposed to be.
Sure, because if you're just a charitable organization, there are many wonderful charitable organizations in the country. You know, there's the Red Cross, there's the Kiwanis, the Rotaries, the Lions. My mm-hmm. grandfather was a Lion. So it's there's a lot of them. But the thing is, we're rooted in our faith. We do it because Jesus told us, feed the hungry, give water to the thirsty, clothe the naked, welcome the stranger. So those are the things that are founded our faith. So we don't do it out of, well, we do it because we love our neighbor, but Jesus told us that. So we're under a great mandate from our Lord, Savior, and Creator to do that. So that's what we have. The thing is, as I mentioned, you know, we're looking at, so how do we adapt to the new times? How do we convert? Because the fathers today are not the same as fathers before. I mean, my father before me, he was a wonderful father, but he never changed diapers.
Right.
I changed a lot of diapers, more than I wish I had, but I had to change diapers. So those are different things, and my kids are going to be different. So also as an organization for Catholic men, we have to adapt to that. So we have seen that the Catholic men today, especially in such tumultuous times, such terrible, dark times that we're living, it's about faith.
Yeah.
So our Supreme Knight, Patrick Kelly, said on our last Supreme Convention that was in Orlando, Florida, the motto for the convention was, first in faith and charity. Yeah. He said, the Knights of Columbus are well known for all our charitable works, the millions of hours we put, the millions of dollars we give to charities. So he said, okay, mission accomplished. Let's continue doing that. Now we want to be the first, the source, the point to when you say, how do we form men on faith? We want people to say, let's turn to the Knights to do that.
Yeah. And there's something very powerful. My dad was a Knight. There mm-hmm. is something very powerful seeing the faith in your father.
Yes.
On Catholic radio there, on Real Presence Radio, there is a show called Dr. Ray. I don't know mm-hmm. if you've heard of Dr.
Yes,
Greg
sure.
or Indy. And I was listening to him just the other day, and he said, you know, one regret I have when I was raising my kids is that I didn't get on my knees mm-hmm. to pray. Like this very visual. He's like, I prayed. I think my kids know I prayed, you know. But to have that visual representation of a man of faith mm-hmm. in the house. And, you know, to some extent, not to some extent, but the Knights are a wonderful representation of that.
Yeah, I would say, you know, a dad is a son's first hero yeah. and a daughter's first love. So they see these, especially when they're kids, they see these big, well, some short, but, you know, big guy, strong. And they yeah. see, when they see that guy kneeling before the Holy Sacrament, kneeling before an image of Our Lady, kneeling before the cross, they say, even the most powerful man I know is kneeling to our Savior. So that has to be something very special. Statistics say when men takes an active role in the faith, there's 70% chances that the kids will follow.
Yeah.
When he's only the mom, it's 30%. So we have a big mission to continue the faith. As I mentioned, my father was different, mm-hmm. but he didn't wonder what the faith of his grandchildren was going to be. I do.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately, the culture is just taking that. So we as Knights have to take action on that yeah. and be that foundation for faith.
Well, and I think faith was just inherited. Mm-hmm. And so you just knew your kids and then your grandkids were going to just be Catholic. You didn't
yes.
have to be maybe as visual.
There was no question.
Right. Mm-hmm. I don't think our grandparents could have pictured what's going on right now.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You know, just not caring about any of it.
Yes.
And I shouldn't, that's probably unfair to say not caring.
It was not a concern.
Right,
yes.
Right. Well, and there's this sort of, you know, as long as I believe that Jesus was a good guy,
yeah.
then I'm going to go to heaven. Like
yes.
everyone goes to heaven,
yeah.
Antonio.
Yes. Yeah, everybody has a chance.
As long as they're, you know, as long as they're a good person, and we need to come back to defining what that means, mm-hmm. and it means in Christ.
Yes, it has to be in Christ.
Right. I think it was the gospel yesterday that reminded us that if you keep my commandments.
Yes, I am the way,
right.
the truth, and the life.
Right.
So you have to do that. So you have to recognize that. So unfortunately, culture... You know, on the culture of participation trophies for
yes.
everyone, we think salvation is the same way.
Yeah.
It's offered to all of us.
Yes.
It is there for us. We can grab it, but we need to earn it.
Yeah.
Jesus never said, you're done with me. He always said, go and sin no more.
Right.
So that's what we have. And as men, if we are fraternal with each other, we accompany each other. You know, you see the teams, the sport teams, how
yes.
they support and make themselves greater. That's what the Knights of Columbus is.
Yeah, yeah. And I think also we want to give the gift of the encounter, too.
Yes.
Because uh-huh. there's something so... I mean, I don't believe that we just sort of operate on feelings.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But there is something beautiful about the encounter mm-hmm. that brings people to mission to do things
yes.
like the Knights of Columbus.
Yes, that's the way.
Yeah.
That wasn't me, I just want to say. I wash my hands.
Oh.
But yeah. No, but the thing is, we need to bring people to the upper room of Pentecost.
Absolutely.
You know, Pentecost is coming. So bring them in, but bring them to the upper room, as you say, promote the encounter.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then the formation.
It will take place.
Yes, yeah? Absolutely. Absolutely. So we are coming up on a break here. This is Lynn Devitt, and I am here with Antonio Banuelos, and he is a member of the Supreme Board of Directors.
Yeah.
Yes, it says mm-hmm. Supreme Council Director, but it's really the Board of Directors.
Correct.
And he is out of Des Moines, Iowa, but he represents the entire world of the Knights of Columbus. Mm-hmm. And so he will be coming back with us after a break. We have a few more questions for him. And please stay with us. Thank you.
This is Real Presence Live, where the focus is not on the evil around us, but on conversion and mercy through the good news that is always good. We're local, engaging, and live on the Real Presence Radio Network.
Let us run to Mary and, as her little children, cast ourselves in her arms with a perfect confidence. St. Francis de Sales. Join together with families across the local area for the Rosary, nightly here on Real Presence Radio. On Wednesday through Monday nights, tune in at 8 p.m. Central, and on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Central. Gather the whole family together and pray this powerful prayer with us. Join us for the Rosary Wednesday through Monday at 8 p.m. and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Central here on the RPR Network.
This is Father Anthony Craig from the Diocese of Duluth. I really want to thank my parents today for giving me the faith of Jesus Christ and teaching me the ways of prayer, praying over us when we were sick, showing us self-sacrifice. My father actually was a deacon, a permanent deacon in the church, and he would bring us along as kids, because there were six of us kids, and he would bring us along to hospital visits or to work in the food shelf and doing all these various things for people in the community. And I learned ways of serving others through that, through watching my dad. And then my mom, she also was very self-sacrificial of herself. She wore the same pair of tennis shoes for about 10 years to show us that she didn't care about herself as much as the rest of us. And we got new shoes for every school year. We had all of what we needed and most of what we wanted. And the Lord really provided a great example in my parents to show me the way to really Christian servitude and prepared me for the priesthood.
Did you know you can listen to Real Presence Live anytime on any podcast platform? Just search for Real Presence Radio on platforms such as Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and on the Real Presence Radio website. Then subscribe so you don't miss any future shows. If you like what you hear, give us a good rating so other people can find us as well. Real Presence Radio, your family of faith and hope.
This is Real Presence Live on the RPR Network, bringing you stories of faith and hope through local hosts and guests from across the Upper Midwest. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Real Presence Live. This is Lynn Devitt, and I am here in Breezy Point, Minnesota, at the Knights of Columbus Convention here for the Minnesota State Knights of Columbus. and I am here with a member of the board of directors, of the Supreme Board of Directors, Antonio Benuelos. And he lives in Des Moines, Iowa.
Yes.
And but you wouldn't know that from the sound of your voice or your name.
Yeah, Antonio. I think my last name doesn't sound very Iowa.
It doesn't. And so one of my questions is to really talk about and you're obviously not originally from Iowa.
Correct. Yes.
You're from where?
My wife and I are original from Mexico,
okay.
North Mexico, Chihuahua. I know, like the dog. He's the largest state in Mexico, and he's the tiniest dog. So, yeah, so maybe okay. There's a reason for that.
Yeah. Beautiful. And you know, on the break, we were talking about the increased Hispanic population.
Yes.
We were in Sioux Falls last week.
Okay.
Talking about the First Knights Council, mm-hmm. that is Spanish.
Yes.
And so tell me about that. I mean, what a beautiful thing that you are multilingual.
Yes.
And so you can help grow this Hispanic Spanish movement within the Knights of Columbus?
Yes, it's something that the Supreme Order, I mean, we have seen it. If you look at the history of the Knights of Columbus, we have seven saints, six of them martyrs.
Yeah.
All of those saints are Mexican.
Ah.
So that's something. So the Knights have always recognized the importance. We started in Mexico in 1902. So we have been present in Mexico for the longest time. The thing is, the Cristero persecution in Mexico in the late 20s, it affected, actually, there were people who were arrested and killed just because they were members of the Knights of Columbus. So that affected a little bit the growth in Mexico, but we're back on full throttle. So we recognize the importance of Mexico. Our order is consecrated to the Blessed Mother in her image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. We were in Mexico City in last February to reconsecrate the order to Our Lady. But the thing is, in the United States, we are seeing that growth. We are seeing that the Catholic Church in the year, I believe, 2030, so very soon, is going to be half Hispanics. But the thing is, you know, as I mentioned to you earlier, is there's a priest in a basement talking to the parishioner saying, you know, my immigrant parishioners are having the worst jobs, low-paying jobs, high-risk jobs. They can barely provide for the family. There's issues, domestic violence, there's alcohol. So what can we do?
Yeah.
So that happened in 1882, but it's happening today. And actually on all ethnic groups, we have a lot of Vietnamese, Filipinos, African that are here. So the Knights of Columbus, we created to help those immigrant families. So maybe not the Irish today as it was in 1882, but now it's all that wonderful diversity that we're getting from newcomers. Unfortunately, our church is growing on newcomers. You know, in Europe, there's a big decline because, you know, the culture of death and the birth control and all that is preventing population growth. They're struggling that. Here in the U.S., we have the immigration that is helping to keep, you know, population level, but especially the Catholic Church. So
yeah.
We are seeing that. And we are trying to see, okay, the white English-speaking population has some needs. The Africans have different needs. The Asians have different needs. So we're trying to say, we have one thing in common, which is Christ, which is the Holy Host, which is the Eucharist. That's the one thing we have in common. How can we take that and make us all one or embrace all those cultures that we have? For example, in Mexico, in Latin America, the devotion to Our Lady of Guadalupe. In Africa, the joyfulness they have on their celebration. I've been to African masses. They're long, but there are a lot of dance and a lot of song and a lot of scream. And that's good because they're expressing their faith. So we all have that faith. And on the Knights, we're seeing that. We have six big initiatives called For the Knights 150. And one of them is increase our presence in the Hispanic population. We still have a lot to do, but I think once we recognize, okay, that's something we have to do, we are doing that.
Yeah, yeah. So as a member of a board of directors, do you each have a different pillar that are your kind of, that you focus on and
yes.
That is yours?
Yeah, in this case, we have several committees. Yeah. There's the Committee for Hispanic Development.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the chair of that committee. Now, when I started on the board in 2019, I was the only Hispanic on the board.
Mm.
Today, we have three. So it's me, Alfredo Vela from Texas, and René Trevino from California. So, as I said, the Supreme Council is seeing that.
Beautiful.
There's another committee, is the CORE, so it's on the faith formation. So the CORE meeting is something we're bringing new, in which every Any man, doesn't have to be a knight, doesn't have to be Catholic, can come to faith formation meetings, which is, they take 45 minutes to an hour. So that's the new initiative that we believe are going to bring, as you mentioned, that encounter with Christ. So not only be a member of the knights for that encounter, but we're saying get the encounter and then join us.
Yeah.
And I think that's a great way to reach on the different languages, the different cultures, formation, catechism, the word, the faith is the same.
Yeah.
So that's the initiative we're bringing now. We were talking with the state officers here in Minnesota, how we can bring that to every parish in the state to start a small core group of men that come pray, get formation, and get fraternity.
Beautiful.
I think once we get that, our Supreme Knight says, fix the man and you'll fix the family, you'll fix the parish, you'll fix the community. So that's what we're doing now.
Beautiful. So you do have to be Catholic to become a Knight of Columbus.
Yes, you have to.
But the work you're talking about is more in the catechesis. You don't, I mean, you know, we want you to encounter by learning our faith and then join us.
Sure.
Right.
Yes. Get in love with Christ. Find Christ through your fellow man. And actually, if you're not Catholic, that may be, okay, you know, there's RCIA starting next time. And if you want to stay in your religion, but you want to love Jesus with us, that's okay too. But let's get together, celebrate our faith. We are saved.
Yeah.
The victory is won by Jesus' resurrection. Let's celebrate that. Let's just learn about that and get together on that. So that initiative is what is going to put faith first in faith and charity. But it's also going to help us to make those small faith sharing groups in our different ethnic communities, especially the Hispanic, because all the Catholic men under age of 30th today, 50% are Hispanic. That's the stat.
Wow.
So we have to work on
even
that.
In the Midwest, probably less in the Midwest.
A little bit less, but you'd be surprised.
But more than we realize.
Yes, is more than you realize. The problem is many times if you don't find your Mass in your language, that's an excuse not to go to church, and we don't know about them.
Yeah.
I always say, as migrant myself, when we come to this country, different weather, different food, especially different food. Kevin found a good Mexican restaurant in different language. The common thing we get is the Eucharist.
Yeah.
That's what is universal for all of us. So we, as the strong right arm of the church, we have to welcome those, make them feel, and make them brothers in love, in fraternity to Christ through the Knights of Columbus.
Beautiful, beautiful. And you can't go anywhere in Mexico without seeing Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Yes.
I mean, so, you know, they have a connection to our mother.
Yes,
and
she's
bring
there.
Them to, and she does it, right? She brings them to her son.
Don't let your heart be troubled. Am I not here that I'm your mother? That's something we carry everywhere we go.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Antonio. We have a preview coming up, but thank you so much for your work and your energy this mission. It's really beautiful. And for coming to Minnesota from Iowa.
All the way from Iowa, yes.
Yeah. And a beautiful sunny day here in Minnesota. This is Lynn Devitt, and I was here with Antonio Banuelos, who is part of the board or the Supreme Board of Directors for the Knights of Columbus. We are here at the Minnesota Conference for the Minnesota Knights of Columbus. And now Aaron is going to take it over for a preview of our next show.
All right, on the next Real Presence Live, which will be Tuesday, May 7th, your hosts will be Father Richard Kunst and Cindy Jennings, live from Duluth, Minnesota. Their guests will include Richard Carrick from the Borealis Chamber Artists, who will be performing Handel's Messiah, and they will also speak with Lori Beisel, who works in the archives of the Diocese of Duluth, and will be talking about all the exciting things in the archives, as well as the potential canonization for Monsignor Boo from the Diocese of Duluth. All this and more will be on the next Real Presence Live, again next Tuesday morning from 9 to 11 a.m. Central. Back to you, Lynn.
My goodness, Father Kunst, talking about the archives. Do you know him?
No.
He's got so much knowledge. He knows everything about all the popes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it'll be a really, really great show. Any final thoughts you'd like to share before we have to close the show down here,
so,
Antonio?
So what I have to say is the Knights of Columbus were open to all men over 18, all Catholic men over 18. It is a great place as an immigrant. I found my family there.
Sure.
So all our family is back home. My wife is, we're both from the same town. All our family is still back home. Through the Knights of Columbus, we found our new friends, our new brothers. So we are now godparents with some of them, confirmation sponsors. So we have created that family here. That's what the Knights have given us. And that's why I want to promote this much, especially in the Hispanic community. We come here and we don't find a safe place. The Knights of Columbus gives us the fraternity, the faith formation, the leadership, and tells us that no matter what you do, no matter where you're at in your faith, Jesus loves you, and he will guide you if you put your life in his hands, and he'll take care of our families. We're a men's organization, but we're a family organization. So yeah, all our families involved. I have 3 children. They're all involved. So if you're not a Knight of Columbus, please talk to your pastor, talk to your local priest. They'll tell you how to do it. If you're a member of the Knights of Columbus, thanks for being a member. Now think about how you can do a little bit better next week.
Beautiful. Aaron, I know you are a new knight. Have you been inspired today?
I've been inspired by every show we've had of the Knights. They're
yeah,
all pretty exciting.
Yeah, they're great. Aaron he's young. He's a new knight there in Fargo.
Oh, that's good.
And so and he's all excited about it too. So it's great to hear the energy and the fire and the faith of all the guests that were here today. So all of the leaders here in Minnesota seem to have a lot of faith, which is a beautiful way to go out on a mission.
And actually, last Supreme Convention, I got to sit with the Bishop of Fargo.
Oh!
Yes.
Oh,
so I got to sit with him. And he speaks Spanish.
He speaks Spanish very well.
Yes,
wonderful.
He's fun.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, everyone, so much for joining us today on Real Presence Live. And join us next week in Duluth. God bless you.
This has been Real Presence Live on the Real Presence Radio Network. Real Presence Live brings you inspirational stories of faith and a look at the good and holy things happening in our local area. Weekday mornings from 9 to 11 Central. Tune in for an encore of each show beginning Saturday morning at 6. Get the podcast any time of day or night at yourcatholicradiostation.com or on the Real Presence Radio app. And remember, you can be a part of the conversation through Facebook and Twitter. Real Presence Live, local, engaging, and live on the Real Presence Radio Network.